Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another in the long series of public service programs called Bob and Ray.
Actually, this is partly public service and partly commercial today because we do have a new product which we have underwritten and which will pay a good part of the freight on this show.
What?
Today, and that is our new invention.
Oh, yeah, well, let's get to it right away.
Attention to all barbershops.
And attention, barbers.
Save money on your barber poles.
No waste of money on electricity.
No moving parts to repair.
No motor hum to annoy your patrons.
Simply buy Bob and Ray's no-motion barber pole.
You see, it's stationary.
It does not rotate.
It does not move.
Instead, your customers walk around the pole.
Thus obtaining the same effect at no expense to you.
You see, with this barber pole, you avoid eye strain.
It does away with that dizzy feeling.
Keeps customers from asking where the stripes go when they disappear.
Invest in a Bob and Ray no-motion barber pole.
The stripes stand still.
You move.
If you are a qualified barber...
or a tonsorial artist... I'll spell that, A-R-T-I-S-T.
Simply drop a postcard addressed to Pole...
That's Pole, P-O-L.
E.
Care of NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza or Polza, New York 20.
New York.
Thank you.
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
Hello, Tex. Now, if you just move over, please, because the air conditioning is blowing this way, Tex.
I've been down the street. You can say it tonight.
I know it.
Couldn't say it the other day. I've been down the street looking in the fish store. That seems to be a big hobby over here for people to stand in front of fish stores looking at the fish on ice in there.
That is a lot of fun. I know I've spent many a hot afternoon standing outside a fish store watching a big red fish is lying in some ice.
I don't exactly see what is supposed to be so interesting about it, because the fish are obviously dead.
Well, they're dead, of course, but you see fish there that you never thought you'd actually see in real life.
In natural color.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Stand there and watch lobster or those big red fish. And I saw a great big one the other day, Tex. I don't know the name of it. Did you see?
That's the same store I look at, yes.
What kind of a fish?
I don't know
it?
What it was.
I think it was some kind of a red snapper or haddock. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, what kind of funny things have you fellas figured out for today?
Well, not a thing, Tex.
We haven't planned much.
Take your tour along, please, because we have a guest coming in this afternoon that we sent away.
Oh, yes, that's
right. 6 or 8 months ago.
Tex, you go over and sit down. About 6 months ago, we had a little contest, an experiment, kind of. We sent a fellow up into the wilds of Maine with a canoe. Nothing else. We equipped him for a 2-week stay, and we put him adrift in a river up in Maine as a little consequence to being on the show. And he is back with us today after 6 months somewhere. And, sir, I wish you'd tell us your name first of all, will you?
Gordon Red Hummenhill.
Mr. Hummenhill, you were a wonderful sport there 6 months ago. I remember you couldn't answer the question we asked you, and so we took you up to Maine.
If I thought you fellas had any money, I'd sue you for everything you had.
You were a wonderful sport. How do you feel about all of this?
Well, as you know, I was a participant on your quiz show.
That's right. And you failed to answer a question.
That's right. The question was, how many pine trees in the state of Maine?
That's right. And you couldn't tell us, and so we took you up there to Maine.
To count them. And
And we put you in a canoe and set you adrift. Isn't that right?
That's right. You set me adrift. And then you left me. And I was all alone, and it was...
You had no paddles either, did you?
No, I had no food, nothing. And I was 30 miles from the nearest town. You left me there, as
did
I remember.
Did we give you any matches? I can't remember.
No,
that.
You gave me nothing. Mm-hmm. You put me in a Palm Beach suit.
You were smiling. You were smiling when we left you, though. I do remember that.
Yeah, I was smiling when you left me, but...
You were a good sport.
About a half an hour later, I'd wished I'd never been on your show.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I couldn't use the canoe. I had to carry it on my back because you told me not to lose it.
Yes, that was part of the consequence. You had to bring the canoe back.
So,
you had to bring the canoe back in good shape.
That's
Have
right.
You got the canoe
yes,
with you?
Yes, it's out in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Any interesting things happened to you during that 6 months?
I was attacked by a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I got caught in a bear trap.
Oh,
I was shot at during the deer hunting season up there 3 times.
Well, you really did have some excitement, didn't you?
Yes, I was arrested for vagrancy in Portland when I finally got to that town, Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've lost my job. I had a good job.
How does your family feel about all of this?
Well, my wife's divorced me. I haven't seen my family since you brought me up there.
Uh-huh. So, really, we've made a mess out of your life, haven't we?
Yes, you have. And well, if I thought you had any money, I'd sue you.
Well, of course, that is a little bit out of the question.
But it was fun, though, really, appearing on your show.
You were a grand sport.
First time I was on the radio.
And thank you, Gordon Red Hummin' Hill.
Thank you.
Now, by golly, we got a wonderful arrangement by the trio.
Yes.
Of a song called I Remember April.
Yes. Huh? Mm-hmm, surely.
Musical trio with I Remember April, and I think the guitar sounds much better since they had the squeak taken out of the chair, don't you?
Wonderful.
You were commenting on that last week.
Say, Bob, what's all this equipment here?
Well, I understand that today we're to do a telegraphic recreation of a baseball game.
That's right.
That has been our assignment from the top for today.
And, so let's get going on.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Gordon Red Sturdley speaking from our studios, where the special events department of the Bob and Ray Show have set up microphones to bring you another telegraphic description of the feature ball game of the afternoon.
Red, you're going to give me a credit. I'm a telegrapher today.
He's the telegrapher on the show today.
Gordon Red Crumlet.
Gordon Red Crumlet, I'm sorry. This afternoon we've selected the game being played at Jubilee Stadium in Grand Forks, Montana, between those two friendly radio rivals, Pepper Young's family and One Man's family. On the hill for the Pepper Youngs is young Pepper. Last year with Tehachapi, he won 6 and lost 14. But his value lies principally in his batting prowess.
I never thought he was very good, Red.
14 times at bat last year, he came through with 3 hits. All solid tattoos off the far distant left field wall.
Hey, you're making all this stuff up as you go along, aren't you?
I'm listening here. He's 26 years old. He stands 6'4", weighs 180, and he's also mayor of Elmwood.
Well, that ain't coming through on this ticket type that I
now
have
now for the
here.
One man, Paul is pitching.
I'm getting stock market reports coming through here.
Last year he won 6, and he won 4, which means he won 10, I guess. Both teams are wearing gray traveler suits inasmuch as they're both traveling. Now, this rivalry dates back to the last listener ratings, friends. Let's run down the line here. For the Peppers, we have Mother catching behind home plate. Sam Young is on the hill. Correction, Pepper will be moving into right field. Linda is at first base. Peggy at second. Carter Trent at shortstop. Third base, Edie. Patty is in left field, and as I said, Pepper in right, and in center field, recently returned from the jungle, Major Andy Hoyt.
Copper nails, 5 3/4, up 1/4.
Here's a message coming. You better read this one.
Says Clara can't be there Thursday, signed Mabel.
Now for one man's, Paul pitching. Jack is at first, Father Barber at second, Mother Barber over at shortstop. Clifford at third base. And in the outfield, we have Nicky, Pinky, and Hanky. Oh, we're all set to
Here's
go.
Here's a correction, Red, just coming through. It says Clara can be there Thursday, sign Mabel.
All right, we're all set to go now. Mother steps up to bat for the Peppers. Top half the first inning, there's no score. Here's the windup by Paul, and here's the pitch. Ball one, lone on the outside. 1-0. Last year, Paul hit .340.
Here's a very interesting wire here from Cousin Grace. Says, shipping Uncle Henry back home.
What's the matter with that fella?
I don't know. I never cared much for him myself.
Here's the next pitch. He fouls this one off. It's 1-1. Ball two. Uh-oh.
Looks like a musical telegram to me.
Ball three. And he walks. Here's the next batter, Sam Young. He hits a long ball. That one is long gone. Over the left field wall, it's still going. One of the longest smashes in the history of this game. Message there for you, Bob.
Yes, it's a correction. That wasn't a redfish in the fish store you were looking at down the street. It was a tuna.
Ball four and he walks. Oh, no, the game is all over.
Who won?
The Pepper Youngs. No,
Pepper Young's family, huh?
Well, we'll have to listen in on one of those featured telegraphic games again real soon. That was a lot of fun, and I know you sports fans appreciated it a good deal, and we were very pleased to bring it to you this afternoon.
We went to no expense to do that. Well, hi, Mary.
What was that?
That was a telegraphic baseball game, a recreation.
I thought it was Walter Winchell there for a minute.
No. Had a little bit of extraneous material there.
Yes, of course, surely.
Well, what have you been doing?
Well, I went home, as you know, to Littleton for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we went swimming. We had a cookout.
Get over to the county seat, Metropole?
Yes, had to go over and pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
I had my third warning.
Oh, I see.
Of course, I was way down here in New York, you know.
Sure, you couldn't very well take care of it
down
here. How about the mail for sour cream? Are we getting some of
that? Yes, it's coming in grand shape. And we've had some wonderful, wonderful suggestions for the new name. And as soon as I can compile them all into a neat, compact
bundle.
Pile,
mm-hmm.
I will bring them in and run through them, if I may, on your precious radio time.
Of course you may.
Surely, yeah.
And we're looking for a lot of action from that particular front. As the days and the weeks go by.
Mm-hmm, surely.
There's a dent in this microphone again today. Well, wait a minute. A message is just coming in. A correction.
Happy birthday to you, Bob.
Thank you very much. It's not my birthday, but it doesn't make any
difference. Send it anyway.
Time is of the essence, so I'd say we'd better go for today, huh?
That's right, Bob, but not before we let the air out of the Hammond organ.
Incidentally, the calliope heard on today's program was impersonated.
There will, of course, be another serving of all this tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And till then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding saying, right if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys.
Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.